Blog Talk Radio.
That body perfect image. No matter what they say, everything looking just right. You got that flesh in disguise. Wouldn't know.
She say her ass ain't big enough. She feel her breast ain't big enough. She think her ass ain't flat enough. But when I add it all up, I love it.
That body perfect in much. No matter what they say, everything looking just right. Got that blessing in disguise. Wouldn't have known it. Girl, you got it.
Girl, you got it. Girl, you got it. Girl, you got it. Girl, you got it. Girl, you got it. Girl, you got it. Girl, you got it. Girl, you got it. Girl, you got it. Girl, you got it. Girl, you got it. Girl, you got it. Girl, you got it. Girl,
you got it. Let me pause for a minute. I know that this show jams. So sing this point for a nigga like I bet seeing you get dressed in the morning, baby, baby. I swear to make a nigga jump up on it. Cause your body, 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 body,
body. Oh, no matter what they say, everything looking just right. You got that blessing in disguise. Wouldn't have known.
Hell yeah, nigga friendly. It's in my blood, girl, it's in me. Heard you wanted these, but took some C's just to lead a itty bitty titty committee. All these girls, yeah, they need love. Real niggas need love too. And just because she thicker than you don't mean a nigga can't have fun with you too. Molotty got better head than she got body. Give a nigga head than a nigga can't tread. I've been up a bed and getting caught in the lobby. Cause
that body perfect. No matter what they say, everything looking just right. Got that blessing in disguise. Wouldn't have known. Girl, you got that body perfect in my eyes. Yeah. No matter what they say.
But she tricked.
Hey, for
drama for a freaker. My seat's cappuccino. Baby, I'm bigger than Nino. That's your boyfriend, I bet you he know. Got your girl saying what to do, foo-foo. Got your girl let my friend do in the tutu. Yeah, she got that $1 million mouth, ooh-ooh. Spins and dying on the beat, say ooh-ooh.
She been grabbing on my tootie. She told me smack her on the booty. She said I got too many hoes.
Everybody, it's Jane on here, of course. You already know. I got Kiara on here with me, and we got Rocksteady on here, special guest with us tonight. She's going to be helping out with the team. As y'all know, it's Freestyle Friday, so anything goes. We're looking for all rappers, singers, poets, any talented people, all of you guys. Just listen tonight, or you can press one to actually go on air and showcase whatever talent it is that you have. We're looking forward to hear everyone. If this is your first time calling in, we do shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Mondays and Wednesdays are topic night, and then Fridays, like I said, anything goes. Kiara, you want to say anything?
I just want people to call in. That's it. I mean, I'm not about to do anything. This is for y'all, so I'm chilling.
Of course,
I'm gonna call
of course. I hope some people call in with some style and, you know, make it fun for everybody.
We actually have someone in the queue right now just seeing if anyone wants to say anything. So I'll get this first caller on air. If this is your first time calling in, like I said, this is how everything will go. I'll call out the last four digits of your phone number. I will say it twice, and then I will say you're now on air, and it is like beep or something before you go on air. And then if you could, just state your name, and then you can ask for advice, rap, sing, whatever it is that you're going to do for us tonight. So with that being said, our first caller, 0204-0204, you're now on air. Hello.
Yes, I'm here now. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Sure.
So what you trying to show off for us today? So everybody knows.
I got a little freestyle for y'all. My name is Romo. I'm from Chicago,
okay.
Illinois. Southside.
Chicago.
Okay.
Low end, you know what I'm saying? 27th state. Me and my brother, we a duo. But he's not
okay.
Around me right now, so you know what I'm saying? It's we Romo and Jay Capo. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna spit something for y'all right quick.
Okay, we ready.
All right. Okay. We bout it like no limit. These niggas childish, I'm not kidding. If her pussy fat, I'm gon' kiss it. Fuck niggas start, I'm gon' finish. You can't compare it to a real nigga. Have been through a lot of shit, nigga. Let a bitch slide, she go figure. I cut her off. Four scissors, that's K-Camp. My bitch blessing like K-Camp. I'm rolling, nigga, need 8 ramps. Her wetter than a shrimp. Fresh out the tank, leave a nigga stank. Money in the bank, shawty what you drink. Tell me if you can't, tell me if you ain't. You gotta do the game, all face shots. Call it close range, steal on this bitch. Going off the goose, loud for a boost. With a dot pussy loose, polo on the shoes. Hand on the tool, magic bullets. Make a nigga poof, big dog chopper. Make a nigga move, got the sawed off. Blow a nigga out his shoes. Bitches wanna get in the tune, cause the nigga making moves. Niggas watching their move, but I'm still making moves. Fuck the other side, nigga, fingers up high. I'm so high, take a nap in the sky. I'm so fly, make a nigga think he fly. They clap everything, niggas ain't from the shag. Got holes on glide, all on my line. And I ain't even lying to you, so it ain't mine. She like it from the hand, so I told her we ain't wound. And I came in the face to that bitch, went blind. Bitch, I'm ballin'. Call me Spalder. Hit you in your noggin. Now I got the 40. Niggas like it from me, go ahead and leave. Your bitch show me dress, so I call her whore leech. 027, that's my game. Niggas got killed walking down that lane. Niggas need this because they don't want the fame, but I'm in it for the money. Niggas trying to complain. Man is the name. Cash is the aim. Trap is the game. Cap got the thing. 40 with a 30, do a nigga dirty. Nina so pretty, send his ass to mercy. Then we skirt off, chop off the roof. Leaning up a deuce, said, out, let it loose. Then we skirt off, chop off the roof. Leaning up a deuce, said, out, let it loose. Going loose in a booth from a dog like roof. From a beast with a beauty and a pussy on my tooth. Trig got the mop, had to put some niggas spook. Shout out to my nigga Nuke, JB, some moot. Call a boost to the stain on you. Give my loud all true, my religion stay true. Don't have to use, but I'm a little like to shoot right down on you, kill you and your boo. Roma win his biz, leaning off a sis. 40 on my wrist, 40 on my hair, 30 in the clip. Nigga been I sipping, it's a hollow tip. Make a nigga crip, rolling up a zip, blunt some fingertips, pop another clip, hop up in the whip, give him straight drop. If you talking shit, the rant to the ops. Shout out 35th, shout out to the gang, shout out to the bros, shout out to my host. Bagging up my O's, pass it to the bros, flipping in the cold, flipping in the rain, spitting on some clothes, bitches Romo, bitch up from the low, I be up top, where it's always hot, top of when the cut, put you on a crush, smoke them like a dud, niggas out of luck, gang. That's what I got.
Okay, I was over here nodding my head and shit the whole time.
Yes, I was feeling it. I was feeling it. That was good. You didn't even take a breath. You hold your breath right there, right through it. That was good. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Romo_John Gang. Twitter at Romo_John Gang. Facebook, Romo John Gang.
Okay. Y'all heard it here. Shit.
Y'all heard him.
Yeah. J-O-H-N-G-A-N-G, John Gang. Romo John Gang.
All right.
I'll talk to y'all ladies later. Thank you so much.
All right.
No
enjoy
problem.
Your night. Enjoy your night.
Thanks for calling in.
Right. You're welcome.
All right, our first caller did that. Set the little bar high for y'all, because y'all know sometimes I'll be skeptical on what here on here. I'll be like, oh, Lord.
Let's see what else
but
we got coming.
He did his thing. So shout out to him. Follow him on Instagram, like he said. I really want to hear some poetry tonight, because people can't do poetry. Like, we get a lot of people call in and do poetry, and they just don't read it correctly. I don't know if that makes any sense to y'all, but it doesn't, like, flow, or I don't know how to explain, but you catch my drift, what I was saying.
You know, and a lot of ladies and a lot of men, you know, if you could express it and write it down and show us and let everybody hear your poems and just whatever comes out of your mentality that you have and your experiences, I mean, we want to hear it. We want to hear it all. So just support it and call and show it off to the world.
Exactly. I actually, since it's Freestyle Friday, I'll talk about what I want. But I made a status earlier today on Facebook, and this was just a question that popped in my head. I don't know if it's really random. I'm a very random person. But I made a status, and the status was, if someone has never ate pussy before, does that make them any of less of a lesbian than someone else? Now, like I said, I just be having these random thoughts. Me personally, like, I just kind of feel like, well, see, okay, this is why I like talking about it with other people, because, you know, some people bring out stuff that I didn't think about, you know. I can only think so far, you know. So I like hearing other people's opinions. So me, I'm like, I don't know if that makes them any less, but at the same time, it makes me feel like if you're attracted to a woman, you should be attracted to her in all ways, you know what I'm saying? Not just one way, because, I mean, there's a lot of people that could be, you know, they could be a sapiosexual, which is someone that attracted to someone's intelligence, which means they're not necessarily just attracted to women or men. They're just, you know, interested in someone that can stimulate their mind. So,
and you know what?
Go ahead.
I love the intelligence of a woman, somebody with ambition. It is something that is very attractive to me. You know, and I'm sure everybody else has their own, you know, their own thing that they just love. And that's what the first thing that they look at on a female or in whoever they're trying to date, you know.
Right. Well, like with that question being said, do you think that makes someone any less of a lesbian because they've never done that before or that they don't want to do it? Like, how do you feel on that type of deal? Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess she muted herself. I know she's at work. So how do you feel about that, Kiara? Do you think that makes someone any less of a lesbian because they don't do that or they don't want to do that? Like, how do you feel about that type deal?
I don't really know because I've never met a lesbian or met a lesbian who didn't do it. But, oh, well, you know what? There are women out there who, if you know what, they're usually not lesbians. I'm not going to say that. But as far as women who are actual lesbians, I don't know if that would make you less selective. I've never encountered a woman who, you know, was a lesbian, like a full-blown lesbian, and they didn't, you know, do that. So, but I don't know. That's kind of hard. I mean, and it's crazy because I'm sure that there is a lesbian out there, but she probably doesn't do it. And then it goes back to some people, like you said, sapiosexuals who are attracted to the mind. So it could be lesbians out there who they legit don't like men. They have no attraction towards men. So they're attracted towards women, but they're attracted towards certain women with a certain type of mindset. So I don't know. It's kind of difficult. It's kind of difficult to answer that. I mean, that goes back to the last show that we had, like what qualifies you as a femme or stud? What really qualifies you? I mean, I don't know. Who knows these days? Because so many people, so many women want to claim that they're lesbian, but they, you know, but I don't know. I do not know.
Right.
Yeah, at this point right now, you can't even put no tags on anybody.
Yes.
Yeah, tags are overrated anymore because one day they switch up and the other day is another thing. So the tags are just out the window now.
Yeah, I actually had a son that commented, and she said like she was like 28 years old and that she didn't start giving head until she was 22 years old. And even now with her have did it, she said she gets head more than she gives it, which is weird to me because me personally, it's nice and all. Like, I have to have those, I have to be craving it just for me to be like, oh, you don't have to return it. You know, if I'm like in that type of mood and I'm like, all right, babe, don't worry about it. I got it. But usually it needs to be a mutual thing. I'm just not going to be, you know, doing my thing and you're not doing anything in return. And she was like, well, you know, actually a lot of the times I get it and I never have to give it. And I'm like, where are you meeting these films that are doing this? Because I ain't came across one. Usually they ask it for some head. So where are you meeting these ladies at?
I don't know.
And it was weird. But like you said, to each their own.
Yeah, because it's just, I don't know, it's kind of, I don't know, it's difficult. I mean, I've known people, and I guess, now that I think about it, my ratio as far as giving and receiving, I probably have gotten more than I've given, only because I'm like really, really picky. And I'm not saying that every person has given me head, but as far as the ratio though, I probably receive more than I've given. That's because I'm just like, I don't know. I don't brag. I'm not cocky, but I mean, like, some females I have been like, I don't want to do this to you because I'm going to fuck your life up. So I'm not going to do it. But if you want to do it to me, then so be it. And I really have thought that at one point. So I don't know.
Yeah,
right, but
me
it's,
and
not like, it's not
is
like
weird.
You never did it before.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What were you saying, Rocksteady?
Oh, no, I mean, me as a stud, personally, like, on the beginning, you know, I met a lot of studs, you know, throughout my life that were touch-me-nots, and, you know, and then I started explaining to them, well, why not? Why not? Why not allow them to enjoy themselves, you know? Like, you guys have the same body parts, you know, and I ended up changing the mind of one of them, you know, and they tried it, and they were like, oh, man, like, it's awesome, this, you know, and they were just so in it after, you know, they wanted it now, like, it was the end game for that.
Right. Like I said, like,
Well, one of the girls, which is interesting, when she commented on the status, when the girl, you know, said that she was 27 years old and the first time she ever gave head was when she was 22 and, you know, she still gets it more than she gives it, blah, blah. And she was like, well, she's like, you're going to be one lonely lesbian because females love head, which was kind of funny to me. But, I mean, it. At the same time, that is a true statement. I, like I said, she's running into some women that I need to run into. But if she's just getting hit from all these people and she's not returning it, like she's not doing anything in return, where is she finding these people at? But then I had someone say, well, they're straight women that don't suck dick. Does that make them not straight?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm always skeptical when people compare the straight to the gay community. It's kind of like, it's different, but at the same time, it's not different. It's like kind of hard to split. Where, you know, where does that separation come with this and that? Just like, you know, the first night that we had our show, and I know one of my friends told me that what the females called in considering playtime, she considered that being like the same equivalent to giving a guy a hand job. And I'm like, that's not the same thing. You can't even put those, you know, in the same category because I don't feel like they're the same thing. But, you know, I guess some people think like that when they compare the two.
Yeah, and they compare it. They also compare it because, you know, when you if you compare it, literally compare it, you know, foreplay to a straight relationship to a gay relationship, I mean, it's having sex on a gay relationship if you really want to look at it different kind of ways, you know. Because if you're giving a girl head and on a straight relationship, the male's giving the girl head and they, you know, they end up coming, then that's having sex in a way, you know.
Right, but I don't know. Our topic that we had on that Monday was, you know, what is considered sex, and people were saying that they don't feel like fingering someone is considered sex, that it's just not.
Mm-hmm.
They said they feel like that's playtime, as in it don't count. And, you know, us, like, we're grown. What is playtime? Is there's only so much you can do with the body parts that you have as being a lesbian. So for you to call it whatever you want to call it, then it's kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So we have any callers that were freestyle?
Nobody's pressing one, and people are hanging up and calling back. I don't know why they keep hanging up and calling back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're not ready.
They're scared. They always
have time
do this.
For
the every time this show. This particular show, usually towards the end, everybody wants to start calling in. Like, everybody wants to start calling in. Like, the last 30 minutes.
It'll be nice to have, you know, a couple poems and a couple more freestyles,
like,
you know,
really
like this first one.
I do. I definitely want to hear some poems tonight. That, but people do get scared. And then sometimes I don't know why people think this is like a chat line. And I'm like, this is not a chat line. Like,
yeah.
No one's going to see your number. I'm the only person that can see your number. And quite frankly, I really don't care about having your phone numbers. So.
They get shy.
Really big deal.
Well, I had a couple of people from the shout out page that wanted to come and show off their mixtapes and. You know, I want to hear their freestyles, and that's why I called in to, you know, to be here with you guys tonight so I could listen to them and support them because they support me, you know, and they support us. So I'm ready for them to call in and listen to what they got to say, you know.
Right. I do know, like here, I said, oh, somebody press one. Let me get them on air. For everybody that's listening,
you know, to be here with you guys tonight so I can listen to them and support them because they support me.
But once again, y'all, this is your first time calling in. I'll call out the last four digits of your phone number, and then I'll say you're on air at a beep, and then I'll let you know you're on air. When I get you on air, just state your name, and then you can do whatever your talent is, singing, rapping, your poetry, if you need advice, or if you want to talk about a topic, then go ahead and let us have it. So caller 6268, 6268, you're now on air.
Hello.
What's up, y'all? I am Tiny. I am actually Rock Lati's girl. She told me to support y'all to come listen to the show. And y'all are awesome. I like what I'm hearing so far. Hopefully everybody keeps calling in and, you know, supporting y'all, because it's good to have a show out there that's for us, you know. I'm more of a person that expresses how I feel through my words, and she knows that. I do that for her all the time. And there was one specific thing I wrote that I think a lot of people can or might identify to. So I'm going to go ahead with it. I'm a little bit nervous because I really don't do this, so bear with me. It says, every time I live in a whole new heavenly paradise, just staring hopefully deeply into your green eyes, I feel my frozen body melt quickly like ice. I want to tell you no white lies. Whenever you cross my path, I feel like my silent heartbeat increases like 100 horses racing on a quiet street. My clotted blood thickly warms and rushes up to my head, revealing that if I don't have you in my life, I would probably be dead. What you have done to me, my lips can't even try to tell. How I feel, I'm lost like under your magical spell. For me, you are my end and my beginning. You are everything for me, and I love you to infinity. I will carry the load for you and me both without you even knowing. I will know to speak to your spirit and not your lust. I will push you towards your dreams instead of pulling you to destruction. I will pray with you and not play with you. I will value your hard work and not just your dollar. I will arm to be your lifetime, not just a good time. I will be everything you need and more. Always and forever, I will love you. And that is it.
Okay.
Thank you, baby.
Awesome.
Thank you, thank you.
Right, that was my baby.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, babe. Thank you for calling. Thank you for showing to the world what you got, you know, because I read all your work all the time, and I love it. It's amazing to me, and I love to read it, you know. So thank you. Thank you for calling.
No problem, y'all. Y'all keep going, and y'all good. I'll talk to y'all.
All right. Thanks again for calling in.
Thank you so much for calling.
I got people inboxing me, asking me about the show.
Why do people always do that?
When's the show?
It's
like, why? Also, guys, after you showcase your talent or whatever, you don't have to hang up and call back. Put you back to listen mode.
I'll just put you in the back.
I'll just put you back into the background.
A lot of confusion going on here, people.
Right.
A lot of confusion.
You guys can call in. Don't be shy, because, like I said, I really, 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 really want to hear stuff tonight. I want to hear you guys' work. I want to laugh. I want to hear some good stuff. Fridays are usually epic, so let's make this first Friday back on air.
Yeah, let's get a drunk freestyler or something, you know.
Something. Shoot.
Great. If y'all share y'all talent, then maybe I'll freestyle tonight. Let's see. I really need people, though, to hop out my inbox and hop on the
hop online. They do this all the time. Like, they always, like, it never fails.
Hop on the switchboard instead of my phone. Let's see. People talking about, I'm calling now. I'm like, okay.
Everything's going to be a flux of calls about 9:30.
It's going to be like 15 minutes left of the show, and I'll be like, oh, sorry, guys, there's not enough time for everyone to see the rap.
It's going to happen. Watch.
Let me see. I'm about to just make another status and say, the show is now. You can call in now. Let me see. I'm going to put us to a music break real fast, because this is going to take me a minute to type. Let me see.
Okay. We'll be back, y'all.
Nikki on the track.
Yeah, but
Jumping wood guns all out the window. Ayy,
All right, y'all, we're back from that quick little music break or whatever. If you're just now calling in, first time listening or first time calling in tonight, tonight is Freestyle Friday. Anything goes. We're doing advice, topics. We want rappers, singers, poets, all that good stuff. We want to hear your talents tonight. I'm very interested in hearing some poets tonight, but I would love to hear some rappers and some singers. The first person that went tonight, he definitely did his thing. So shout out to him. And
he was ready. Chicago was ready.
He was.
Yeah, Chicago, that first caller, he was ready.
I was like nodding my head and stuff. I'm so silly. But you press 1 to go on air. Once again, I'll call out the last 4 digits of your phone number. We'll get you on air. I'll say you're now on air. When you are on air, just state your name if you could, and then you can go ahead and showcase your talent or ask whatever it is that you would like to ask us. When you get on air and, you know, after we say, you know, thank you for calling, you don't have to hang up. We'll just put you back to listen mode. Like, we'll pull you out of being live, just back into listening. You don't have to hang up. I see we have a lot of people hanging up and calling in, Like, you can stay on, you can listen to us, or you can, like I said, or you can press that 1 and not be shy. Because I feel like Rock Slidey was saying, I feel like when we have a topic, y'all like, yeah, I press 1 and y'all giving us y'all opinions. And then when it's like anything goes, y'all kind of shy. So we need y'all to press 1 and get on air. Like I said, if you sing, if you rap, if you're a poet, if you just need some advice, if you just want to vent to somebody, anything, just press 1 right now. Or if you're one of those people that need a topic to speak up and give your opinion. Earlier, me and Kiera and Rock Slidey were talking about I had asked a question earlier on Facebook, and the question was, you know, if someone's a lesbian but they don't eat pussy, but that makes them any less of a lesbian than someone who does? And like we say, you know, some people do it or don't do it, or they had their reasons, and that kind of goes back into the rules and regulations that the gay community likes to have on top of everything else. So, with that being said, I see you callers in this queue. Any of y'all got a talent? Like, y'all rap, y'all sing? Y'all trying to ask us some questions? We're open to answer questions.
What's her name they used to call in all the time?
Who?
You know who I'm talking about. Light skin.
Who?
I don't know why I can't think of her name right now, but you know who I'm talking about. Used to call
in. I don't know. We used to have a lot of people that called in and sang and rapped to us.
No, you know, we all friends with her. Me, you, and Desiree are friends with her on Facebook.
Girl, now you're gonna have to sit and think about.
Oh, what's her name? Pink. It's on the tip of my tongue, and I cannot think. Why she come to me in the middle of a conversation? And I'm gonna end up saying blurting her name out.
It's gonna come to you. When the show is over. You're gonna be like, oh yeah, such and such.
Yeah, that's her name. Yeah, what? And it's so simple too.
I don't know, but like I said, I'm really, 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 really want to hear some good poetry tonight. What?
Gorgeous.
Oh yeah, she last time she inboxed me when the show was over and was like, "Is the show going on?" I'm like, "Nah, boo, you missed it." I was saying Rap Slidey's girlfriend came in and read us, so she spit us something real quick, you know, it was real deep. I liked it.
I have a couple of people on my Snapchat that they be singing, you know, to the Snapchat, and, you know, I don't see why they can't do it on there,
you know? I don't see why they can't do it on here. It's
not like we can see you, so. Yeah,
it's of course, right?
Anonymous. Like, even if you give a name, like, you can say your name is Susie. We don't know if your name is not Susie, you know? Just like I said, I see we have another person that's called in. So if you're listening and you're one of those people that called in and you're like, ooh, I'm about to sing or I'm about to rap or I'm about to ask for some advice or I'm about to ask them some questions, you have to press 1 to talk to us. You won't just get on air like, we can't hear you right now. You could be yelling right now and we don't hear anything that you're saying at all. So, like I said, press 1, you'll be in the queue, and then I'll call your digits, and then we'll get you on air. That's okay if you just want to listen to them. That's cool and all, but don't just listen.
Like you said, Jane, they're going to wait until the last 30 minutes, and they're going to be prepared, and they're going to run out of time, you know? And we're trying to listen to as many people as we can.
They're going to wait till like, the last 5 minutes, and they'll be like, oh, can I sing? And it's like, nah, chill. It's almost time to get off air. It's time to do the outro. And you want to get on air. But I feel like I got a lot of people asking questions on social media. Don't ask questions. Get on here. Sing. Rap. We got another person that just called in. Press 1 if you would like to get on air. We cannot hear you right now. You're just listening. If you just want to listen, that's fine. I'm very random. I could talk for days, but I am trying to hear some of y'all talent. I was saying, you know, if we got enough people showcase their talents, I was going to freestyle, do a little something tonight. But I'm going to need for y'all to show some talent, too. Because, you know, I don't want to just be out here like that and y'all not showing y'all talent. So I see y'all listening. Okay. Well,
maybe we should even have somebody call in with a topic or some advice. Does anybody need advice?
Right. That's what I was saying. Anybody need advice? They want to put a confession. Like I said, you can just say your name is Susie, and we don't even know that you're not Susie, and just get whatever off your chest. It's like the best opportunity to just
vent. Oh, I could hear some freaky confessions. I don't mind some freaky confessions.
Exactly.
Make them juicy for us.
We used to get stories and all types of stuff. All the time. So trying to get back to that. Like, callers used to be wilder. And now y'all just kind of shy and y'all just listen to us.
Yeah,
but
I don't know what happened.
I know, like, it's like the people that called in, like, they, I don't know. They're, like, hiding and stuff. I do know. Okay, I have a question.
We should have Chicago come back and show him what he got again. Let's see, verse 2.
Right. So I have a question for you, Kier, in Rock Sliding. Okay. For instance, say you, whoever, pretend imaginary, we're going to use Susie because that's the name I've been using. You guys were talking to Susie, and Susie's like, you know, yeah, babe, we should go on a trip this weekend. It's going to be nice, you know. Blase, blase. And then you don't hear from Susie for weeks. And then Susie just disappears off the planet of Earth. Then you get online, you know, Instagram, Facebook, whatever the case may be, and you see Susie has taken another person on this trip. What would you do?
I would, I will block her off every social media. You deserve no respect, no words, no nothing. It's you irrelevant now, you know? Because I feel like if you're spending the time to speak to somebody and you're going to think about this trip and then you straight up dip on them, man, you lose now. You're done. You're irrelevant.
Yeah. That's not
what
right. You don't do somebody like that. And I guess because, you know, I mean, the old me would have been like, curse that bitch out. But now I'm just like, if somebody decides that they want to, you know, they want to make plans for me and do all this stuff to all of a sudden disappear and then kind of find out you're doing it with somebody else, I'll be like, cool, that's fine. And the crazy thing about it, because usually when I have done people like that, whether they did me like that or if it was another situation, it's like, you know, I don't feel like I got to block them or anything. I mean, I may not respond. I mean, I may block them from my phone, but as far as, like, social media and stuff like that, I'm not going to block them.
I want you to see me doing good.
Yeah, I want to. I mean, besides the fact that, yeah, I want you to see that, look, I'm okay without you. It's just, like, it's not that serious to me. But it's just kind of like 9 out of 10 times, they always try to make their way back at some point anyway, because that's nothing but karma.
Yeah, but
you know how you do,
but look at it like this.
Come back, so.
Let's say they do that, and then, you know, you allow them to see your lifestyle, and you, here you are, you on the come up, and here they want to hit you up with some, what's up, stranger, what you been, like, you too irrelevant, and, you know, that's when I feel you should get blocked, like, why continue, why even try, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I mean, but you
are somewhere with all that, so...
I would just say that's that part where you just got to stand up and be like, nah, bro, I'm good on you. That's where that comes in, where you just speak up and be like, I'm not about to deal with you. Like, you messed up, you did that, so now this is where we're at and this is what you're doing and this is how it's going to go. Okay, I don't have time for people being shy tonight. Like, it's good and all that y'all want to listen, but we could just be on three-way ourselves if that's what we wanted to do.
And have a whole conversation. Y'all don't want to call in. And this is the one night that we literally don't have, like, any structure as far as what we're going to talk about, because we really expect a decent amount of people to call and showcase or call and bring up topics for us to talk about, or even just get advice, because we didn't have people call and just really needed some advice. And so it's like we don't have any structure on Fridays because this night, I mean, every show that we do is for you guys, but this night specifically, like, y'all make the show. Like, we have nothing planned on Fridays but for y'all to call in and give us entertainment.
You know, it's funny because people stand in line for hours to try out for all these, you know, TV shows. And, you know, here you're doing it anonymous, and you can do it right now and promote your music, promote your IG, promote your SoundCloud, your mixtape. And it's just going to waste, you know, because you're being shy. So why stand in line for hours when you could just call and just show off what you got, you know?
And I always tell people who have a talent, especially when it comes to, like, the arts as far as, like, singing, rapping, and poetry, like, whenever, well, any art, really, but those are usually the ones that you can kind of do on the spot, but and dancing. But I always tell them, whenever you have an opportunity to showcase your talent, you know, you have the opportunity, regardless of how many people are there or aren't there, you should take it. Because you never know what you're going to get from that. Like, I may seem like I could be a producer, but nobody would ever know. And I could be ready to sign somebody right now, but nobody would ever know because nobody is calling in. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a way for people to, you know, get over stage fright or even connect with other people. Because when we did this before, people would call in, people would connect with each other and work. There have been a few people that I've been able to work with as well. So it's like we all win in here. So it's kind of like you shouldn't be afraid to showcase your talent, because as often as you probably hear somebody sing, singing is a very rare yet abundant talent. So a lot of people can sing, but at the same time, a lot of people can't sing. A lot of people can rap, but yeah, a lot of people can't rap. And so it's kind of like,
yeah,
when you got the opportunity to showcase your talent, just do it.
And I agree.
Right.
With
and
you.
Like,
you know, it's all about, you know, getting to know people, you know, and just, you know, showing them what you got. And, you know, I totally agree with you.
And like you said, like our last show that we did, like this is not our first rodeo. We used to promote some of you guys' music. When we take those music breaks, when we open up, when we end the show, that could be your music playing. But we don't know because you're not pressing one. You're not letting us know what you're capable of. We put music on our dashboard to play, and we can easily be like, oh, yeah, we're about to go on a break right now. We want y'all to listen to Susie, and, you know, this is her work.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people don't understand that the way to get up there and be recognized is networking, and they fail to network, you know. They fail to just do the simple steps of just introducing yourself and showing them what you got and proving everybody that you can do it, you know, and they just want to just be shy, you know, just let it go.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm going to mess around, put some of my songs on there, and they're going to be mad.
So once again, with these new callers that's calling in, press 1 if you would like to get on air for advice, for a confession, make up a name, be whoever you want to be tonight. You could be Joey, Tommy, whoever you want to be tonight. You can be that person. Press 1 to sing, to do your poetry, to rap. Like I said, advice, confessions, all that good stuff. We want to hear from you guys. We can hear from each other all day long. I can listen to myself talk all day long. It's good that you guys are listening, but also at the same point, like Kiara said, this is your opportunity to get out here and network and let other people hear you. So with that being said, I would like to see, like, at least 3 people go into the queue, like, right now. Like, just hit one.
Yeah, press 1.
At least one. Let's hear a confession. At least one confession tonight.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear some confession.
Something good.
I gotta see what people gotta say. I know some people done some freaky stuff in their life. Something.
And like I,
what you done?
When I, right. And like on my Instagram page that I used to have, you know, shout out page, we used to get like for late night confessions, we used to get some crazy stuff. So it's like, just call in. We can't see you. No one can see your phone number. We really don't care about none of that. Just press 1 and be talented, amazing. Give us something juicy. It's Friday. And it's not even time to go out to the club yet. This is
okay,
this
why
is like
y'all
pre-game.
Trying to play these games with me?
Look, this
it's
is pre-game.
It's not even time for y'all to go out. So. I ain't even get started getting dressed to go out to hang with my cousin. So guess what y'all finna do? Y'all about to call in.
You're about to call in. So
I feel like since everybody's being so shy, we just start a topic, you know? Everybody want to act shy today. On a Friday.
On a Friday. Somebody needs to call.
Right.
Somebody needs to take a few shots and then call.
Right, and make this a fun night. Like you said, we usually get, like, the people, like, regulars that call in, and they're, like, so hyped to get on here.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder where they at. Are they hiding under a rock tonight, or are y'all in this queue too listening and not pressing 1?
There is no type of telling what's going on tonight.
Well, I'm going to give it about 20 more minutes to get some more people in here. If y'all don't, we can end the show early. It's nothing to end it early, but we're trying
okay,
to give you guys an opportunity to get in here and get it done. So, I guess I'm going to go to a music break and let y'all, you know, maybe you need to warm up your voice real quick. Look, you want to warm up your voice real quick or something. Yeah, so let me see. I'm gonna
I hope the ones that are still at work get off and they're ready to get on, you know, because a lot of people probably just get off work just now. So.
True. All right, I'm about to hit y'all with my favorite song, though. We'll be back. If you want to get on air when we come back, press 1, please.
This one goes out to all sides worldwide. Let that play-ass nigga Dumpy be your guide. As we go on the ride, I'm going to play hate killers and hood niggas thrive. And lame motherfuckers can barely survive.
Catch me rolling through the city. Riding with the top off. Man, my whip so big when you in it. Fuck around and get lost. Tell my bitch to let her head up. What the shit cost? Tell me, baby, if you found that life right now. Hope it ain't sour. No. I could put you in the mile high club. What's up? Let's take a trip. Have you ever read The World Is Yours? On a blimp. Tell her be free, baby, spread your wings. Get your legs in the sky like a plane. Let me guide that, I'm the pilot. Can't nobody see you 30,000 feet on your knees. And them products make your freaky shit come up out of. Get high, baby, roll on. Cloud 9 about to go up. Loving the feeling, the turbulence, girl, when we turn up. When we land, we can roll out. Show you something you ain't know about.
Tonight we be taking off light with the camera to show up. I got you in the air, your body in the air. How I feel up here. You can scream as loud as you want, loud as you can. Ain't nobody gon' hear.
Would you like it better
if it hit the West Coast? Tell me if it's about that life right now. Hope it ain't tall. I could put you in the mile high club. What's up? Let's take a trip. Have you ever read The World Is Yours? On a blimp. Tell her be free, baby, spread your wings. Get your legs in the sky like a plane. Let me guide that, I'm the pilot. Can't nobody see you 30,000 feet on your knees. And them products make the freaky shit come about them. Get high, baby, roll on. Cloud nine, about to go up. Loving the feeling, the turbulence, girl, when we turn up. When we land, we can roll out. Show you something you ain't know about.
Cold world.
Tonight we be taking off light with your camera to show up.
I got it. Listen, you need a nigga that's gonna come over and dig you out. You need a nigga that you know is not gonna run his mouth. You need a nigga when he done probably gonna put you out. You need a nigga that's gonna put it in your mouth. Dick so big it's like a foot is in your mouth. And you ain't babysitting but my kids all on your couch. And oh, you nasty, you nasty. Both graduated, so fuck, keeping it classy. Look, they love me in the shot like MJ. They love me in the shot like Oprah. No nigga can block, not even the Kimbe. Compare the cold boy, you're softer than the sofa. And so far, my new shit's so far. Nigga, check my profile. Who you know make waves in a low tide? Debo, your bitch, now she both eyes. Nigga, little brown nigga in my liver. Pretty brown thing in my bed. Been a long time since I had to ask for head, so goddamn don't make me big. But I will if I need to. Cause for real, girl, I need you. I can put you on a flight, we can take off the night. If you scared of heights, shit, I got a pill I can feed you. Come.
I could put you in a my high club. What's up? Let's take a trip. Have you ever read The World Is Yours? On a blimp.
All right, y'all, we're back. Like I said, tonight is Freestyle Friday. I'm Jane. I'm on here with Kiara and Rock Slidey. We hosting for y'all tonight. Like I said, tonight is Freestyle / Freaky Friday. This is your chance, anything goes. Sing, rap, do your poetry, get advice, get confessions. No one knows who you are. It's anonymous. You can make up a name. We don't care. No one can see your number. This is just all to network and to connect as a community and to get yourself out there. We had two people that showcased their talent. Everyone else has just been listening and being shy. We need other people to do that, or at least get on here and, you know, just say hi. Say hi, I'm showing some love. Just get on here. We want to hear other voices besides ours. To do that, you'll just press 1, and I'll read the last 4 digits of your number. I'll say it twice, and then I'll say you're now on air, and then you'll get pulled onto air. And, yeah, then you'll go ahead and do whatever it is or ask whatever it is that you want to ask. But like I said, if you guys aren't going to showcase your talent tonight, I could be doing other things. Not that I don't enjoy talking to you guys. I love talking to you guys. I love doing the show, but this night is for y'all.
We don't really have an audience right now. It's not about us. It's about you guys, and you guys aren't calling in, but you want to listen.
Don't just listen. Talk to us. Shoot. I'm going to give it about 5-10 more minutes for somebody to get in this queue. If y'all don't, then I'm going to wrap it up. So...
I'm going to have to cut this stuff kind of short.
Yeah, because I got a lot of people asking me questions on Instagram and on Facebook. And so I call in. Don't ask me on here. Call in and talk to us.
Yeah.
I know it's Friday. Like I said, not even time to go to the club yet. It's like not even turn up time yet.
You guys got plenty of time. And it's cool. There will be other Fridays, but we just prefer it because it's the first Friday. And then maybe it's because it may be because y'all need some time to warm up, or it might be kind of slow. So we'll give it a semi-pass. But next week, what's next week?
Next Friday, the 26th.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not even the 4th of July weekend yet. So
you should definitely be available.
You should definitely call in.
It's early. The club is free right now. What is everybody doing?
Okay, Winnie, what's up?
They on Facebook and Instagram liking the post and telling me they're going to call in, but they're not about their life. Or they're listening right now, but they're not pressing one.
Or they're waiting in line to buy a dollar drink or try to beat that free drink special.
In a minute, I'm about to be making me some popcorn and watching some Netflix since y'all don't want to talk to me tonight.
Y'all don't want to talk, man.
Like I said, I can listen to me talk all day. It's what I do. I have no problem. Y'all can tell I'm not shy at all.
I'm sure Monday they're going to have a lot of cheating confessions and cheating comments and everything.
Oh, they're going to be all topic on Monday.
Probably come Monday, they're going to really help. Call in.
And then when they're off topic on Monday, I'll be like, boo, 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 boo. Nope, you had Friday to call in. Oh, someone pressed one just when I was about to wrap it up. All right, caller 03600360. You're now on air.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Hi, y'all know I'm nice.
Good, how are you?
I'm chilling. I'm cool.
What's your name?
Laura.
Laura?
Laura.
Laura,
what you got for us tonight?
I got a poem for y'all, a short poem that I got for y'all.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, this one's called Dear X Lovers. I wrote some time ago, but it's old. Dear X Lover, I hope my daughter never bears her soul at a poetry showcase. It's our first love sitting in the audience, knowing that the hands he used to apply with her will be the same hands that would never hold her again. Dear ex-lover, I hope my daughter never knows what a goodbye kiss feels like. I hope she never knows what I see a lady really means. I hope she never memorized the dad song of the last conversation, because a broken heart feels like a poison butterfly taking their last butter head of their stomach. And that's that piece.
Okay. You started out, and, you know, which was, I was surprised, because a lot of people, they get on here and they can't read their poetry, but your stuff just flows. And I like that. Where are you from?
Chicago.
Oh, okay. Two people killing it tonight from Chicago. And they did their thing. So y'all definitely in the building tonight, so.
Yeah.
That is what. What's your IG?
Oh,
go ahead. Yeah, what's your Instagram?
So everybody can add you. You know.
At King Poet, I am.
All right. Everybody
heard
that?
King Poet, I am. Y'all follow her. Y'all show her some love. That was Laura again doing her poem for us, and she did her thing. Well, don't hang up, love. I'm just going to put you back into listen mode, and you can keep listening. And we appreciate you calling in.
You know, that's cool. I like how, you know,
people are actually starting
to call, you know. And even if you get nervous, even if it's just a little nerve-wracking, just do it, you know, because I like to listen to everything. And anybody, you know, I have no judgment on anybody, you know. If anything, I give you that good vibe and that support that everybody wants, you know.
Definitely. And like I said, Chicago's in the building. Y'all been killing stuff tonight.
Chicago,
where everybody else be?
Where's
everybody else at? So, like I said, if you're just now calling in, it's first time calling in tonight, first time calling in at all, just press 1. You're going to the queue. You won't go on air right now. We can't even hear you right now. You just listening. You press 1, we'll get you on air. I'll call out those last 4 digits, and we'll get you on air. It's Friday. Anything goes. So we want to hear it all.
Anything.
I do want to hear. I done heard 2 poems tonight, so I'm feeling good. I want to hear some more. I want to hear somebody sing. I want somebody to touch my soul, like sing something beautiful to me.
Here you go.
Love when people can sing.
Here you go.
So I can hear something beautiful.
She needs her soul touched, y'all. So y'all need to call in and sing to her.
Somebody. Tell your sister, your cousin, call your mama on 3-way, whoever.
Yeah, we do need a singer. I'm trying to hear that sound, that melody.
Right. I'm trying to hear something good. Y'all be singing on, like she said, on Snapchat and
on
everything else.
But y'all don't
want to
call anything, and we can't even see your face.
I just want to hear something beautiful. It's not like I said.
And it's not a chat line. It's you know, everybody
yes,
online.
It's not.
They don't even
that.
Have to call. Yeah, people keep thinking it's a chat line. It's not a chat line, you guys. It's a radio show. Like you,
yeah,
everybody can hear
that,
you.
Yeah, this is not that conference. Everybody gets in on a conference, and it's like 50 people on the line. Like it's not like that. It's literally 3 of us on here. You call in, press 1 to get live on air, and you do your thing, and you give us, you know, your social media wherever we can find you, and that's it. It literally would take 2 to 3 minutes to do all of that. It's that.
Exactly. But I guess y'all don't want to press 1 tonight, so I'm going to cut this shit short because, like I said, I could be eating me some popcorn, watching Netflix. I could be doing something.
Oh, did you finish
right now.
Did you finish the season?
No, I didn't. I've been trying to avoid watching it because I got to wait till 2016 to watch the next season, so I've been avoiding it.
okay. Of course. Come on, Eric. Come on. At least one episode.
I literally have one episode left, and then I'm done with the season, so I'm really trying to stall. Like, I'm really trying not to finish it.
Oh, okay. How are you guys, like, the new member?
Ruby Rose? She like
Rose, of course. What you think? You like the tattoos? You like the...
She's
everything.
Very attractive. She's very,
she's
very,
godly.
She's very attractive. I try not to be thirsty like everybody else, so I'm just going to keep it at that. But me and Dan had a whole conversation.
I feel like everybody just jumped on it.
But you know what? I've seen her before the show, so when I did see her on the show, because I honestly did not know she was going to be on the show, I was like, oh,
me neither.
Because I had been seeing her prior to her being on the show. So when I saw her, because I had already knew of her, I had kind of felt like I already knew her. And so that's why I was just surprised, and it kind of caught me off guard.
Me too. I wasn't expecting her to be on the show either, so it threw me off guard because I had seen her before. But it's like she literally went viral as soon as the show.
So I was just like, all right, well, I'm excited, but I'm not as excited because I already knew.
I also found out that she has a fiancé, though. The girl looks just like Piper.
Yeah.
That's what's funny.
She does. Not to mention it.
Yep, the lady looked just like her. It's like, okay, she really wanted some Piper in her life.
what's your favorite character?
My favorite character?
Mm-hmm. I love, you know, it's hard because I love Pusey, but I love everybody because everybody brings something different to the show. But if I had to do, like, my top 3, I would say Pusey, I would say Crazy Eyes. I love Crazy Eyes because she's different.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Red. I love me some Red. Like, she's real passionate about cooking, which I love food. I don't know if that makes any sense, but she's really different. I mean, it's kind of hard because, like I said, they all bring something different to the show. So
yeah.
My eyes are kind of hard to pick just one. But those are probably my top 3. But see, I like Piper, too, because she's really, like, well, starting off in the show, she was, like, real timid and real, like, nervous and, you know, real, like, what the fuck is going on? And now she's
Just like everybody's acting right now, real nervous.
Yeah, and now it's like she's becoming more aware of herself, not just because she's in prison, but because, you know, now she's realizing she has to do what she has to do to take care of herself, and not just in prison, but just in life, period. So she's starting to be more aware of who she is as a person, and I like the fact that I can see, that we can see her watch and grow as, you know, as a character throughout the show. I think that's pretty cool.
And you guys do know this is a true story, right? The, whole show
based on
the story. There's a book that the actual lady wrote, and then they turned it into the show.
Oh, really? So, I didn't know that. That's really interesting.
Yeah, true story. You know, some of the stuff, you know, they added, but most of the stuff that's in the show is true. Besides the names, the only name that's real is the sister, whatever her name is. I can't think of her name. That was the real lady's name. Everybody else wanted, like, a nickname or a code name. So, but, yeah, I've been trying to read the book.
What was the name of the book?
You just have to Google Orange is the New Black, and then it'll pop up with the book from the lady. I had looked at it on my iPad
because
I was going to buy it. No, I don't remember the name of the book, the actual, but if you type in Orange is the New Black, it'll pop up.
It'll come
the
up.
The actual book. Because I was, like I said, I was looking at it on my iPad. I was going to buy it. But I be being cheap when it comes to buying stuff on my iPad. I don't know why. It wasn't that much. It was probably like $10 or something. But I was like, nah, I ain't spending $10 on that. But.
Well, okay, wait. Speaking of books turned into movies, what about 50 Shades of Grey? Did you see that?
I haven't seen the movie. Because I heard it's horrible, so I don't want to ruin it.
You know, I never read the book, and I'm a movie person, so I seen the movie. But you know, I compared to the book, that what people say, they say it's just not the same, you know.
Well, and also the book, there were three parts to the book, so. They only did one part of the book in the movie. That's why there's going to be another movie, which people don't realize. And also, the movie looked very cheap budget. Like, it looked like they were on a tight budget. Like, it looked poorly
made. Did you hear about the new book that they're doing on his point of view?
Yeah, but supposedly it got stolen. So we got to wait forever for it to come out. But I don't believe that. I just think the lady didn't write the book in time, so she came up with this, because who only makes one copy of their book? Nobody. You should have a copy, like,
yeah,
when you write from your author. Exactly.
You know, but if you think about it, you know, like, if it's the person's point of view, is it actual reality? You know? They might put in fiction, but is it actually, did it really happen, you know?
I doubt that it actually, I mean, I'm sure there's possessive of people like Mr. Gray and controlling and have that type of sexual appetite, but I don't think it's a true story. But it's very good. If you read the book, it's very, very good.
I don't know, but I mean, there are people out there like that, though, so it made me wonder, like, all right. It's,
you know,
really some
I'm
people
sure,
out there,
you know,
who have those type of personalities who feel like they have to be in control, and some people, it's to that extent, it can get really extreme for some people. And so for some people, sex sometimes is the only way that they know how to be in control. Everything else they don't really know, you know, they don't really have control over. But for some people, sex is one thing that they feel they have control over, so it can get to that extreme.
What about you guys? Most of your partners have been more dominant, or do you feel like you're more dominant?
I'm a little bit of both, and it really just depends on the person, because I've been with somebody who's dominant. They don't really know how to be really submissive, so it's kind of like I'll be the more submissive one, and then, you know, they kind of have their way. But I don't know, because I'm a little bit of both, or maybe I'm a little bit more dominant than anything. I think I'm a little of both, but I'm more dominant.
Yeah,
if I have to say so myself.
Actually, the book is called Orange is the New Black. I just downloaded the sample of it on my iPad. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up because you guys are not doing what you guys need to do. So shout out to everyone that called in tonight, the ones that just listened, the ones that pressed one. Shout out to Chicago because y'all did that thing tonight. We really appreciate it. I hope next Friday you guys are more open to actually speak with us and do your thing because we'll definitely enjoy that. With that being said, Monday we will be having a show. Monday will be about liars and cheaters. So make sure y'all call in and give y'all opinions, tell y'all stories about any liars or cheaters y'all know, or if you've been a liar or cheater, tell us why you lie or you cheat. We're going to probably start promoting that tonight and all of this weekend once I type it up and, you know, get it in the system. But like I said, shout out to everyone, and we appreciate y'all. Key, you got something to say?
Also, if there are any artists or anything, because we will start pulling people soon, whoever is interested. If there's anybody out there who will be interested in being interviewed on the show, which I have a few people I actually want to reach out to, the director of this documentary that's coming out, I think actually next Friday, but I'll link up with
you. Are you talking about that Lucky Girl?
Who?
I said, are you talking about that Lucky Girl?
I don't think that's her name, but she has a documentary coming out. She has a documentary coming out next Friday, and
I'll pull you on the back and we'll talk about it in a minute.
Yeah, but she has a documentary coming out next Friday, and what's her name? I forgot her name. From Orange is the New Black is supposed to be in it, but it seems like it's really, really good. It actually coincides with the topic that we had on Monday with different classifications and discrimination within the community. So I really think she would be a great candidate to be on the show. But if there's any, like, producers, models, singers, rappers, or whatever who would like to be interviewed with us, and that would be a way for you to get your, you know, whatever it is that you do out there, you make sure that you can DM me, which my Instagram is Kiera_vocals. On Instagram, or you can email us at setitoffradio@gmail.com, because, like I said, pretty soon we're going to start pulling people and looking for people to, you know, network with and looking for people who want to be on the show. So if you're interested, again, you can email us at setitoffradio@gmail.com, and that's all I got.
Oh, I also want to say thanks, Rock Slotty, for, I don't know, I think her phone call dropped or something. Thanks for hosting with us tonight. We really appreciate you. Hopefully you'll be on here with us Monday or at least listening or whatever the case may be. But shout out to you. Like I said, Monday is Liars and Cheaters. You can either push your opinions on. I'm going to have a lot of stories and things that I want to get out there that we can talk about. You can give your story or your experience or whatever it is, because I'm sure everyone encountered with a liar or a cheater. So I'm about to play a song and we got to get out of here. Give me a moment.
Hey, oh, daddy, 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 walked in 30,000 in my pocket, had them niggas just like, oh, $50,000 on your bill, wanna fuck me, gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I got a check, nigga wanna flip, ain't gotta flip, but I got it, ooh, 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 ooh. Get that on some mix, she gon' wanna set, every nigga in the set, and now she screaming like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
How much you made?
Made $2 million off of me, tell you how them folks like, ooh. They tried to drop me with a case, but you know I had to skate it, I was singing like, ooh.
I swear, nigga.
Boy, I know my role and I play. If you heard that I'm talking, then I said it.
I did. Quan, where you at?
At the top of the loft, nigga, I stay. I'm a bad boy, but I don't wear big clothes like me. In the club, and a nigga did it bopping. And that hoe, she wanted free drinks, tell the bitch to get up off it. I'm the nigga to get it poppin'. Her hair short like Denny Rock. At the clip point, nigga, we flying. When I landed, boy, I walked in 30,000 in my pocket. Had them niggas just like, ooh, $50,000 on your bill.
nigga wanna fuck me, gotta scream it like ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I got a check, nigga wanna flip, I ain't got a flip, but I got it, ooh, 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 ooh. Get that on some mix, she gon' wanna set, every nigga in a set. And now she screaming like ooh, ooh, ooh.
How much you make?
$100,000 just in 2 days. I don't fuck with niggas cause they two-faced.
I
only fuck with bitches for their toupee. These adventures, I ain't worried about no new shit. Know this bitch, you got a set, and she always got my back. So I love that shit the most. I'm her big dog and she my cat, and she love it front or back. Call her green cause she on green. I wear glasses cause I know these niggas watching. They mad cause they cannot stop me. But stopping ain't not an option. I can't help it cause I got it. Don't waste time, I got shit, watch it. Talking Rolex, yeah, I bought them. Now I'm at the top, started from the bottom. Then I walked in, 30,000 in my pocket. Had them niggas just like, ooh, $50,000 on your bill, wanna fuck me, gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I got a check, nigga wanna flip. I ain't got a flip, but I got it. Ooh, 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 ooh. Every nigga in the set, and now she's screaming like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Came up from nothing,
yeah.
Had to start hustling, had to be something, you just had to be something. Mad at his mama cause she couldn't buy Jordan. Mama was poor, yet she could never afford it. Dinero. If you're riding, riding too, by your side, always hold on you. You know I fuck with ya, with ya. Oh, I fuck with ya. He said he loves me cause I'm loyal, loyal. But not above me cause I'm loyal, loyal. He fucking with me cause I'm loyal, loyal. Yeah, he with me cause I'm loyal. Seems it real. Better remember who kept it true. Better let them know how you feel. No secrets, baby, between us. I love that we honest. I'm keeping my promise. I'm thugging regardless. Years down the road when we up on out the projects. Baby, we're like rockets. Love the world we started.
You know Miss Kathy needs help.
Yeah.
Who in the hell is that? Got the nerve to be driving Bugatti.
No need to ignore it. Ain't no need to lie. And your daughter's your princess. But I swear that she's mine. You think I ain't special. You're wondering why.
Your daughter wanna walk around with this type of guy.
Already know you're talking. I know what you say about me. Look.
Oh, Miss Cassie, I ain't the only young boy that's nasty.
She said she love me like she never loved nobody before. You probably hating cause I'm thugging and you cannot control.
Yo, baby, no more. And I just thought I'd let you know. Listen, I'm pretty sure that you hate.
Love, yeah.
Love, oh, love.
Fake nigga lie to a real nigga. That's just some shit that you don't do. I'ma stay rap for my real nigga. That's just some shit that I'm gon' do. Fuck off the commas. Let's fuck off some commas, nigga. Let's fuck off some commas. Let's do this shit round. Yeah. Bitch. Bitch. That's some shit don't do. Yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. 100 styles to 100 styles. 100 styles, no, 100 styles. You 100 styles by 100 styles. A million is have money shout. Fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. 40 styles to 100 styles. 100 styles, no, 100 styles. 100 styles by 100 styles. A million is have money shout. Fuck up the llama. I'm hot like a sauna, yeah. The burner is on me. Can't play with that money, yeah. I'm fucking with shorty. I'm loving the way that she fucking me, yeah. Get no fucks, yeah. We don't get no fucks, yeah. Throw my cup, yeah. I just bought.